Paul, what has Seth Griffiths shown you through
the camp?
You know,
some real good jump and some real good understanding of the game and positioning. And so an exhibition hockey is so unstructured and kind of sloppy, right? You get to find a guy that knows how to read through that. He's usually a pretty smart guy. So I've liked the way he's played. I've liked the way he's moved. He's got a good set of hands, you know, nice pass at the end. So he's good. He's made a positive impression.
What are some of the things a guy like him needs to do in order to try to make some inroads on a team that has a lot of depth up front?
Guys that you got to get on the call-up list, really, right? Make a strong enough impression in training camp that if you continue to play well, whether you make the team opening night or not, those guys' jobs are just never secure, right? They're always, and then you get comfortable with that being your life, and you learn how to go every day and be ready every day, and he looks like he's got that figured out.
What did you see from another young guy, or different guy, C.J. Cease? I mean, what have you seen from him?
You know what? A real good power to his game. He was in on pucks. He fought through things. I thought their line was really good, kind of the line that had some energy for us. Then back-to-back for Lippmann, and he played well too. So I like that line. I like C.J.'s. You know, he looked powerful on the ice. He looked good and strong.
What went into the decision to, flip? You've done it before, but flip-flopping Perreault and Ehlers. You know, Matthew had been drawing a lot of penalties, getting involved. That just something, looking for a different look there.
Yeah, it's early for the. We've got a kind of six guys, maybe seven guys. So we've got to figure out how they're going to play together, right? And we know that Brian's line, those two guys have been dynamic with Patty and Nikki, and there's times where it's a little quiet. So I want to make sure we get, like, Nikki's not a young guy anymore, right? He's coming through. So I want to make sure that when we hit the opening night, that we got him driving at his best.
Paul, what did you see from Connor Hellebuck's play tonight?
I thought he warmed up and kind of got stronger and got better, made some good saves there at the end of the second. Then he had a few more in tight that were good. So, you know, that's a tough one for goaltenders, boy. Coming into exhibition hockey, that's you don't see the things that you're used to seeing, and you can practice all you want, but it's not the same. So I think the goalies have the biggest challenge coming into a game because they don't get to hide. Other guys do.
I'm going back to the Ehlers Little and line with Perreault swapped in there. There was a 16-game stretch last season with Scheifele injured where it was Little, Perreault, and Ehlers, and they were well into the 60% is in expected goals and shot attempts and all those possession-based things.
I slept really good after reading those possession numbers. It's awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Do those young forwards need a battler like Perreault on their line, or do they need to become battlers?
Well, excellent. Very good, yes, to both. Right, somebody has to. Right, and their line will come in and out, and it's not just them, but we'll include Roslovic in that, and we really like Vesalainen's game. So, but the answer is absolutely yes. There's even the most skilled players, there's an NHL compete level, and that sounds like it's in a character assassination. It's not. There is a learned pace to the game that is quite a bit higher than anything they've ever played before. So the first thing they do is you see glimpses of it, right? They can do it, but they just can't do it consistently. And they eventually, to be truly an elite player, they learn how to do it a lot more nights than not. So I'm trying to try to encourage that kind of play out of all of them over a period of time. You know, Patty's a more unusual guy. He's 20, so he's still young and learning, and he's got a shot that can be a difference maker. So he fits, but he needs people on the line to do some of that, and then he has to learn to do that himself. I think he's in better position this year to do it than he has been in the first 2 years by far. He's going to be faster. He's going to be better. So the answer to your question is an enthusiastic yes.